Genesis, the first chapter, verses 9 through 13 says, "And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear. And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called the seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds. And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seeds according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the third day." We've looked at day number one several weeks back, the light, day number two, the water. But here we see on the third day of creation two events that take place. That being the appearance of dry land from out of the water, as well as the establishment of vegetation. Now, when we consider these two events, you might begin to think about, and maybe your mind wanders to other biblical examples or events or references that consider dry land appearing out of nothing, or even stories and parables that deal with vegetation. For example, maybe when you're considering vegetation, maybe you think of the various lessons from Scripture, like God is the vine dresser, or maybe you think about when Christ cursed the fig tree. Maybe you're contemplating even the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And maybe as you were to consider the different vegetation stories that are found in the Scripture, and you contemplate those, and you reflect on your life, you can think about those during this time of communion. Because as we have seen thus far, the various days of creation can teach us and help us contemplate a variety of different things during this time of communion as we reflect on a relationship with Christ. But I want us to just take time not to necessarily reflect on the stories and lessons we can learn about vegetation, but the dry ground that appeared out of the sea. Exodus, the 14th chapter, verses 21 and 22 states this: "Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And all that night, the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind, and he turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on the right and on their left." We see here the appearance of dry ground out of the water, just like we saw in day three of creation. We see the Israelites escaping the bondage of Egypt. And like many times, we can reflect on our own bondage that tries to find us out and re-enslave us. Because let's see what was taking place. The Israelites fleeing out of the bondage of Egypt, that Pharaoh reflected and looked on it and decided that he was going to bring them back. And so they cried out to God, and God ordered Moses to stretch out his hand, and out of the sea, dry ground appeared so that they could escape their enslavement and their bondage. See, this is why Paul referenced this event found in Exodus 14 when he was writing his letter to those at Corinth in the first epistle that he wrote to them, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. He says, "For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were under the cloud and that they passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea." See, Paul is using biblical examples here that we find in the Old Testament, especially those of the Israelites, trying to remind those Christians at Corinth to be careful not to overlook the fact that you're free of your bondage, that you're free from sin. If we recall earlier in the letter to those at Corinth, in the sixth chapter, he talks about the sins that they were committing, sexual sins, sins of the mouth and tongue, sins of the heart. But he says, "Such were some of you. Not that you are, but you were once those things. But there's been a change." And then he gets to chapter 10, he reminds them of the example of the Israelites, how they passed through bondage. That though it was seeking to enslave them again, the Egyptians, that God provided a path, a way for them to escape their bondage, to escape enslavement. And Paul's reminding those at Corinth, escape your enslavement. Because he also wrote to those at Rome, the Christians, in Romans chapter 6, verses 6 and 7, he says this, Paul states, "For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, and that we are no longer slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. We are free from sin, and this time of communion is a reminder of our freedom from sin. See, what's kind of interesting is when you consider day three and the appearance of dry ground, that when we see another example of the appearance of dry ground, we see Israel escaping the bondage and enslavement of Egypt. And that is a reference to us to consider, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10 to those Christians at Corinth, and even we see in Romans 6, that there is an enslavement that has taken place in our life. We've been enslaved to sin. We are bound to sin. But because of the appearance of dry ground for the Israelites, they were able to escape. For the appearance of Christ on the cross and his resurrection, we are able to escape bondage of sin and no longer rules over us. It's intriguing that as we consider the events of day three of creation, we can see how God utilizes the day's creations as an ongoing lesson and thought for his people. See, that's why we're able to gather here, partake of the bread and the cup, discuss creation of day three, and make a connection with those things to the Lord's Supper. Because like salvation was found in the dry land for Israel to escape the bondage of Egypt, salvation is found in the sacrifice for us of Jesus Christ so we can escape the bondage of sin. Let us pray. Almighty Father, God in heaven, we're truly grateful and thankful for this day. That, Lord God, as we have been taking time to reflect on the different days of creation, Lord, that we can see on those days the various created entities, that, Lord God, we can see lessons to help us as we gather and reflect on our relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, and through him, our relationship to you. We can reflect on that and consider creation in that reflection. We're grateful and we're thankful for that. Lord God, as you provided the dry ground for the escaping of bondage for Israel, that, Lord God, you provided us, Jesus Christ, to escape the bondage of sin. And we're thankful and grateful for that. We pray, Father God, that in all things we continue to look to you, to be guided and directed, to be a light for you, and to do your will. And it's through Christ's name we pray. Amen.